Megillah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Megillah Bavli, Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. In the Yerushalmi, the order of the fourth and the third Pakim are reversed. So we start with the fourth Perek now, which is Perek HaKoyer Es HaMegillah, and we'll later return to the third Perek, which is as in the order of the Yerushalmi. So again, we're beginning on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. At the beginning of the Perek, HaKoyos HaMegillah, that's Halacha Aleph. HaKoyos HaMegillah, Oymed V'yoshev, Kar Echad, Pa'u Shnayim Yotza. If one read the Megillah standing or sitting, whether one or two read it, it was Yotza. Welcome to Shnangu Levarech, Yevarech, Shlo Yevarech, Levarech, Lo Yevarech. Where the custom is to make a blessing on it, he blesses. Where the custom is not to bless, he does not bless. V'sheni, V'chamishi, V'shabbos, V'mincha, Koyum Gimel, On Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, three read from the Torah. It may not be less and not more, and there's no haftarah from the Nevi'im. The first and the last to read, bless before and after the reading, respectively. The Gemara says, Ma leshaava havetchil alai, lahatani ma'aseh b'rimeh she Kerem Yerushev, Bebeis HaKnesses, Shal Tiboin, V'nosna La'acher, V'birch Alea. The Gemara asks, is it b'di'ebed to read sitting, but not ideal? It was taught that an episode occurred in which Rabbi Meir read sitting in the Beis Knesses of Tiboin, and he let someone else bless on it. Kine Masnisa, Muta Lekoisa, Oymed, Muta Lekoisa Yerushev. The answer is, our Mishnah means that one may read it standing, or read it sitting. What does it mean that he let someone else bless on it? This one reads and this one blesses. Rahuna, quoting of Yirmiyah, inferred this teacher that one who hears is like one who reads. It says in the Pasuk, in Malachim Beis, Perikov Beis Pasuk Tezayin, Ashekawa Melech Yehuda, that which the king of Yehuda read, or didn't Shafan, his scribe, read it? Enemy counter should make a claim about the teachers that one who hears is like one who reads. Ma'ola mid mipnei sefer Torah, must one stand in front of a sefer Torah? Vichulke, Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, mipnei benahu oimed lekoshke mipnei Torah atzma. Vichulke and Simon in the name of Rabbi Lazar said if one stands in front of its son means a chacham who learns Torah, or the more so one should stand in front of the sefer Torah itself. When one stands to read from a Sefer Torah, as the Baisa will soon teach, why does he stand? Is it due to the honor of the Torah or due to honor of the Rabbin? If you say it's due to its honor, this would be even if he reads it alone. If you say it's due to the honor of the Rabbin, if he reads alone, then no, he does not need to stand. The answer is I could say that it's due to its honor, but even so, if he reads alone, he may sit, because if you say that he must stand, he'll be lazy and not read. Mishmur Yitzchak entered the Beit Knesses, and he saw a man stand and translate what was read in the Torah, leaning on a pillar. Shmuel said to the man, it's forbidden for you to lean. Just like Torah was given with awe and fear, so we must conduct with it with awe and fear. Haggai said that Shmuel Yitzchak entered the Beis Knesses and he saw the Baal Torah stand and read the Torah and translate, and he didn't appoint someone else to translate. Shmuel said to him, it's forbidden for you. Just like the Torah was given through an intermediary, so we must conduct the intermediary, means a different person must translate. Lagid lachem es divar Hashem. Rabbi Bapazi entered and asked, what's the source of this law? And he answered, quoting from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perkei, Pasuk Hei, I was standing between Hashem and between you at this time to tell you the word of Hashem. Vagai Omar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Al Knishna Chama, Chad Sefer, Mushet Targuma, Min Goy Sefer. Vagai said, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak entered the Beis Knesset and he saw a man translate the Torah reading from a Sefer. Amalei Aslach or Dwarim, Aslach, Dwarim Shinem, repair, Dwarim Shinem, Bechtav, Bechtav. Shmuel said to him, it's forbidden to you, things that were said orally must be said orally, and things that were written must be read from a written sefer. The guy, b'shem b'shem bar Nachman, never drawn by peh, never drawn by chtav, ve'in an yodim eiz mehen chavivim. The Haggai, quoting from b'shem bar Nachman, asked, some things were said orally and some things were said to be written. Without a source, we wouldn't know which are dearer. Ela min man zechtiv, ki al pi ha'dram ha'ele karati etchem et chabris, ve'esisol, hada amra, oysan j'repeh chavivim. And it says, rather, we learn from the Pasuk in Shmos Lamadamach of Zion, but through Alpi, these matters, means Balpe matters, I have made with you a covenant with the soul. And this teaches that the oral Torah is dearer. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, Chadama, Im Shamata, Mash Rafe, Roshamata, Mash Rechsel, and Ikoris, Itcha Bris, Vimlam, Inikoris, Itcha Bris. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon said one of them expounded this pasuk and said, if you guard what's old and guard what's written, I will make a bris with you, and if not, I will not make a bris with you. The other said, if you guard what's old and guard what's written, you will receive a reward, and if not, you will not receive a reward. Shuben Levi says, it says, Shnei Luchois, and then, V'alehem, Kachal Hadroim. It doesn't say Alehem, rather, V'alehem. It doesn't say Chol, rather, Kachal. It doesn't say Dvoim, rather, Hadroim. In the simple meaning and these three inclusions, we learn that Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and Agada, and even new matters that a Chacham will correctly teach, were said to Moshe on Sinai. Hadoud Echsiv, Yesh Dava Shema Ve'e Ve'chadashu. Chaviroi, Meshivoi, Kvahaya, La'ilomim, Ashehaya, Lefaneinu. We're bringing support to this from a Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud. It says, there's a thing of which someone will say, see this, it's new. And then his friend counters, and that's what we quote from the end of the Pasuk. And he says back, it has already been for ages which were before us. Meaning that Moshe already heard it. Honey, layu, shnayim, kriyim, b'tera, la'achas metargim. Rabbi says, two may not read in the Torah and one translates. Amar zera mipnei bracha. Zera explains it. This is due to bracha. Means two may not bless on one kriya, and if only one may bless, they'll quarrel about who it will be. Atani layu, shnayim, metargimin, ve'echad kriyim, yitzlach meim mipnei bracha. The Gemara asks, well, there's a Baisa that teaches that two may not translate and one reads in the Torah. You can't say this is due to the Bracha because there's no Bracha for the Talmud. And the Venetia Ein, Shnei Koilis Nechnasim Ba'ezin Echad. Rather, it's because two voices don't enter one ear, it means one cannot hear both of them. Tani, Shnaim Koirim Ba'Teira, Ein Shnaim Koirim Ba'Novi. Now we have a contradiction in the Baisa. Two may read in the Torah, two may not read in the Novi. Amar Rabbi Ula, Kois Ba'Teira, Ein Kois Ba'Novi. The order resolves that more than one may read in the Torah, one after the other. More than one may not read in the Navi, rather one reads the entire Haftarah. If you say now, says one reads in the Torah and one translates. One may not read and two translate, and not two read and one translates, and not two read and two translate. And in the Novi, one reads and one translates, or one reads and two translate, but two may not read and one translates, and two may not read and two translate. In Megillah, echad koyim ve'echad metargim, echad koyim ve'shnayim metargim, shnayim koyim ve'echad metargim, shnayim koyim ve'shnayim metargim. And in the Megillah, one reads and one translates, or one reads and two translates, or two read and one translates, or two read and two translate. A Targum Ma'akev, if the Targum Ma'akev means, if it a basic requirement for reading of the Torah, Amr Biyasa, Mimanda Anan Chamien, Rabbonon Nafkin, Latanisa, Makwai, Brahma Targumin, Ada Amr, Shein, Targum Ma'akev. Biyasa answered that we see that Rabbonon go out, they would pray in the street on fast and read the Torah and do not translate, and this shows that the Targum is not Ma'akev. Amr Biyona, Afalgav, Dad Amr, Ein, Targum Ma'akev, Tar, Machzir, Noisei. Biyona said, even though you say that the Targum is not Ma'akev, if you erred, you make him return and translate correctly. Yona, Rav Yirmiyah, Chad Machza Mana. The case occurred, and Rav Yona or Rav Yirmiyah told him to return for saying Mana, means for the Targum of Tenei, Tene, in Parshat Bikurim, because it connotes any kli, and not only a basket. Rona Machze Peturim im Yokunin, Yemi Peturin im Meruvin, Vliadin Man Amadar, Man Amadar. And the other of Rav Yona, Rav Yirmiyah told him to return for saying Peturin im Yakunim, which is Targum of Matzazam Almoirim, because it connotes any bitter vegetable, even if it's not called Ma'or Stam. And he should say rather, Peturim im Meruinin. We don't know which Chacham said this, and which one said that. Mimada Amar Vyona Ma'ol Aviyam Vatalkuyim Shal Kesev Away Duhum Machse Mana Vyayim Mesela. We can infer from Rabbi Yona's question, may one bring the Bikurim and silver bowl? It shows that he said to return the one who said mana and told him to say sela, which is a wooden basket. He is unsure if all the more so a silver bowl is kosher. Rabbi Pinchas machse petimin b'nei toyun v'yema toyun b'nei toyun. Pinchas told one to return for saying petimin b'nei toyun, the targum of parim b'nei baka, even though parim are big, this is not its translation. And he instead said that he should say Toyim b'nei Toyim. Minayin a Targum. What's the source for Targum? Rezeir b'shem Rav Hananel. Yikru b'sefer. The B'teiris ha'elikim. Zeh ha'mikra b'forash zeh ha'targum. B'shem seichel eile ha'targum. The answer is that Rezeir, quoting Rav Hananel, said that the Pasuk says in Nehemiah Ches, Pasuk Ches, and they read in the Sefer, in the Torah of Elikim, and that refers to Mikra, and when it says Mefurash, that refers to Targum, and then it says Vishum Sechel, refers to the Tamim, the musical notes for reading the Torah. The Avinum B'mikra, the Amaseirath, the Yeshemim Elo Hach Echrim, the Yeshemim Elo Roshi Psukim. The Avinum B'mikra, that phrase is what was given through tradition. Some say that it is which way to read, if a word refers to what was written before or what was written after, and some say it's where the psukim begin. Because if you say, Tamasha Nema Baboch, Mepiv Yikar Eli, the Eskad Vaimaila, Bani Kosev Alasefa Bedioi. Rabbi Zera, quoting Hananel, said that even if one is as fluent in Torah as Ezra, he may not say orally and write Mikra, rather he has to copy from a text or hear from the Navi, as it says about Boch Mipiv Yikra Eli Eskar Dvarim Ha'ele V'ani Kosev Al Sefer V'Diyoi, Yemi said, and Boch wrote. Tani Maisa Rabbi Meir Shehaya Asya Olehaya Sham Megillah Ksuva Yivris Bas Mipiv V'Kaya. The case occurred with Rav Meir, who was in Asya, and there was no Megillah written in Eretz and Lashon HaKodesh, and he wrote it orally and read it. In a medium, Mishas Nechag, we cannot learn from first circumstances. Ayu Sham Shtaim, Kosov Acha, Pasav Pasav Esa Roshona, Mitech Chiv, Kosov Ashniya, Mitech Roshona, Vaganas Esa Roshona, Vakuri Roshniya. And from the two, he wrote two Megillahs. He wrote the first one orally and wrote the second based on the first, and later wrote the first and wrote from the second. Shmuel Yosi Omer Yochel Ana Ksav Kol Kaya Min Purei. Shmuel Yosi says that I could write the entire Torah from memory if no written Torah was available. Yichia Rabba Amar Yochel Ana Ksav Kol Kaya Betrayin Mani. Here, Rabbi said I could write the entire Tanakh from two manim. Ma'im is a tenth of a shekel in all. He was able to do such a small amount due to his incredible toil that he did. Ich avida, zavan betrein manai, zoa de kitan, zoa le beharsele, vavad havelin, vetofas tavaya, vetofas tavaya, al mashkehoi. What did he do? He bought for two manim flax seeds, he planted it, harvested it, and made ropes, he caught deer, and wrote the entire Tanakh on their skin. Toma, Rabbi, Va'oma, Ashri Hador, Sha'atem Vaseche. Rabbi heard about Rukhia, and Rishab of Yosi, and said, fortunate is the generation that you are in. Kitzad hu mevorach alea. How does one bless on the Megillah? Zachye, Tavcha, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'vaves Vivcha, Ha'neikem Esnik Masrav, Ha'goelcha, Ha'meshe'echa, Mikaf Avitzecha. Zachye, the Sheikh, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, one blesses the following. Ha'vaves Vivcha, Ha'neikem Esnik Masrav, Ha'goelcha, Ha'meshe'echa, Mikaf Avitzecha. עד כדוי מסייף, התחילה, הרי היא ככל השאר מצוי סייר של תירה, מה שעה כבר מצוי סטרונו יסבוכה, עבדו טרונו בוכה. This is afterwards, before, it's like all other Torah mitzvahs, just like other mitzvahs, in the bocha beforehand, also Megillah, require the bocha, also the Torah, bocha lefoneha, because the Torah bocha lachweh. It says in the Torah bocha before learning Torah, and it does not say a bocha afterwards. Akos haba lefoneha, Yishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Lelukeinu. The Bocha is written about before learning Torah. The Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lama Beis, Pasuk Gimel, I will call out in the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. The Pasuk B'mozoin, Bocha La'achov, Ben Kosa Bocha Lefonov, Ma Kosa Boy La'achov, V'achad Tavatavot, V'achta L'gayme. It's written about food, a Bocha afterwards, and it does not say Bocha beforehand. What Bocha is written after eating? V'achal Tavatavot, V'achta, it says in Devarim Ches Pasuk Yud, and you will eat, and you'll be satisfied, and you shall bless. What is the source to apply what it says about this means we bless before Torah to this which is food, and what it says about this which is we bless after eating to this which is Torah. Shmuel ben Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yonason, shem legezeira shava, ma shem shneim b'Torah bocha lefanea, af shem shneim b'mazon bocha lefanav. Shmuel ben Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that we learn from Igveh Shava on the word shem, referring to the Shem Hashem. Just like Shem mentioned regarding Torah, we bless beforehand, also Shem mentioned regarding food, we bless beforehand. Ma Shem Shinema B'mazayin Bocha La'achvav, Av Shem Shinema B'Torah Bocha La'achvav. Just like Shem mentioned regarding food, we bless afterwards, also Shem mentioned regarding Torah, we bless afterwards. Ad Kedoyin, Kirbi Kiva, Kirbi Shmuel. Now, this is like Rabbi Kiva, come to Rabbi Shmuel, how does he learn? Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel kavachimer ma im mazein she'ein ton bocha lefonav ton la'achvav teyra shehi tu'una bocha lefonav ein adin she'tei tu'una bocha la'achvav. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, answered, we learn from a kavachimer. Food does not require bocha beforehand, but it requires a bocha afterwards. The Torah, which does require bocha beforehand, all the more so, it would require bocha afterwards. Hakadein teyra mazein ma. This teaches the bracha after the Torah. What's the source for a bracha before food? In the Torah, she'ena tu'una bracha l'achareya, tu'una l'fanea, mazin shu to'an na'achorav, ena din shehei to'an na'lefanav. Torah does not require a bracha afterwards, but it requires a bracha beforehand. A food which requires a bracha afterwards, all the more so, it should require a bracha beforehand. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Kihu Yivarech HaZebach, Ba'achoichin yuchlu hakurim. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nosson gave different answers. Rabbi Yitzchak said, quoting from the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he shall bless the korban, and afterwards the invitees shall eat. Rabbi Nosson Eimer, Ba'avatim es Hashem Elokeichem, Ubarach es Lachmucha ve'es Mimecha, Eimer sayhu kori Lachmucha ad shiloi achalasim. Rabbi Nosson answered that, quoting from the Pasuk in Shmos Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hei, and you shall serve Hashem your God, and bless your bread and your water, and he'll bless your bread and your water, Well, if it called your bread before you ate it. And the Pasuk mentioned the bracha. Rabbi Eimer, im b'shah sha'achal b'sava ad amas sarach l'vayach b'shah shehu ta'av l'chol l'koshikim. Rabbi answered, if after he ate and he satiated you, he said he has to make a bracha, then when he's hungry to eat, all the more so. Akadoy mazayn teirah ba'ar. Now, we'll ask a question now against those several answers. This teacher is a bracha before food. What is also a bracha after teirah? It wasn't shenu ela chayeshah ta'an bracha lefanov or la'achav teirah shehi chay adayad le'kol shekein. The answer is food, which is only for temporary life in this world, requires a bracha before it and afterwards, then Torah, which is eternal life, all the more so. Uzeira boy Elaine Gimakuyas Ma'at at Avalaim, Kagimel Sha'achu Ka'achas, and Kagimel Sha'achu Zebifne Atzmai, and Zebifne Atzmai. If they were asked, what's the law of the three who read in the Torah? Is it like three who ate together and one can bless all of them? Or is it like three who ate each by himself and each blesses himself? Inta Abdinun Kagimel Sha'achu Ka'achas, Harishain Mabach. If it's like three who ate together, the first blesses beforehand and the last blesses at the end, and the middle is not blessed at all. Inta avdinun pegimol she'achlu zebifnei atzmei zebifnei atzmei afilah emsoi mevach nefaneh ol achreya. If it's like three who ate each by himself, then even the middle one blesses before it and after it. Amar Shmuel ba avdama. To say, Loi, Lamdu, Bachachatera, Mirachatamazin, Ella, Lababin. Shmuel said, the answer that they learn Bachatera from Bachatamazin only for a Rambim, which is a Sibyl. If so, one is much to the others. In a Rabbim, Afilu, Benai, Levenansmai, and a Mavarech. The Gemara asked, if it's only for a Rabbim, one who learns by himself should not bless. Amabi Abba, Mari, Achoid, Rabbi Yasa, Asua, Keshak, Lamitsis, Shivatera, Mashak, Lamitsis, Tunas Bacha, Avzu Tunas Bacha. Amari, Rabbi Yosef's brother, said that Rabbanon made it like other mitzvahs in the Torah, but like other mitzvahs require Bacha, Mid Rabbanon also Torah requires a Bacha. Abu Shmuel ben Nachman, Rabbi Yonathan, Hava Ava, Kaimei Sidra, Shama Kalein Kuri, Balei Mavarchin. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman said that Rabbi Yonathan was passing in front of a Beis Knesses, he had people reading to the Torah without blessing. Amalain, Ad Masayatim Isim as a Torah, Krachis Krachis. The instance said to the people, how long will you make the Torah bald without bracha?